If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Now, it is time for our Ask Me Anything segment, where we put questions to people from interesting backgrounds or working in different, or in this case, fascinating careers. Joe Condren is a stunt coordinator. So what would you like to know about being a stunt man or woman? Get the questions into us or the voice notes. 087 1400 106 is the number. Good afternoon to you, Joe.
Good afternoon, Anna. How
what
are you?
A fascinating job you have.
It can be. It most definitely can be, yeah.
Can I ask you, first of all, when you go onto a movie set, is it a one-day thing? Are you there for weeks or months, or is it a case-by-case?
I think what we like about the industry is that every job is different. Some huge films, you may only have one day's work on it. Some smaller films, we can be there every single day.
Okay.
So it changes, very, very much changes, depending on the production and the level of action.
Right. Now, one of the people you've worked with is Colin Farrell in Intermission. So tell us about that.
Yeah, it was sort of the early days of Colin Farrell. He was really starting to make a very good name for himself.
It's a great movie.
Yeah, fantastic. I think it was like the sort of the next Commitments. I think it sort of carried the same type of theme. Colin played what I think he does best. He played the villain in it. And he was, I think, from the outset there, with the scene where he punches Kerry Condon in the opening scene, I think he set the tone of the whole film. So I'd put that down as one of Colin's better films.
And what's your involvement now in that?
It depends. Mostly with directors and production, like it's very, very safety conscious. So
you'll
get the script, you break it down, they'll discuss the stunts, they'll ask advice on them. Sometimes the director has a very specific idea of what he wants the stunt to be. He's seen it in another movie. So you need to know where your boundaries are. You know, don't push your version of what you think it should be. It's about listening to what they want and maybe give them references to similar stunts and see if you're both talking with the same type of action.
Okay.
And then obviously that's what it is. We try to deliver the stunt as best as we possibly can, but obviously in the modern society it has to be as safe as is possible as
Okay, so the safety is huge. I know yes. There's intricate work around complex wiring and safety systems that your company does. But in terms of the punch, how are you involved in that? Because we see Colin Farrell punching on the screen.
Absolutely. We can teach anybody to throw convincing punches. It was even like for doing the likes of the boxer. Obviously, Daniel Day-Lewis spent a lot of time with Barry McGuigan becoming a real boxer. But it doesn't work on camera. So our job was to say, OK, you look like a boxer, but now we have to tell you how to throw punches, but we need to teach your opponents how to react to them. The reaction of a punch is more important than throwing the punch. If the person moves their head too quick or leaves a gap or delays in throwing the head back, it just doesn't sell the punch whatsoever.
Okay. Now, I could talk to you for the next hour, but we have questions hopping in on our screen, Joe. So I'm going to let our listeners ask some questions. Graham has sent this one in.
Hi, Joe. I'm just wondering, how did you ever get into being a stunt double?
Well, I've done a lot of doubling, but the truth about it is my oldest brother, Patrick, got an early break very early on in the industry, working with some of our greats, which are now deceased. So at that time, there was like maybe one or two films a year. They weren't very action orientated, but we hung in there, and then films started coming in like The Field. So that was my first film that I got to like sort of be on for 3 solid months. And I got to work with the great Bronco McLaughlin and, you know, great stunt coordinators like that. But today it's all changed. I mean, you can go on the Total Stunts website. We've members looking to join all the time at different skill levels. And some of them have done really well. They've worked a lot in Ireland. They've worked abroad now as well. So, I mean, it's definitely a far better place to be now.
Okay, so you had a family member introduce to the area, because I suppose it's not really brought up as an option in school. You know, here's a career option, even though it's hugely exciting career and bring you around the world, as you say. Ruth wants to know,
have you ever been badly hurt from performing a stunt?
Fingers crossed, nobody. We've five, I think it's 563 productions, and then a couple of theatre shows, and we've never had a single injury to any of our stunt performers, cast or crew. I think the very, very worst there might be is a little bit of a burn where somebody was suspended in a harness, and maybe the odd graze or a bruise, but nothing, touch wood, we've never had any injuries whatsoever.
Well, that's a pretty good record, 563 productions later, Joe. Rory has this question.
Hey, Joe, has there ever been a stunt that you refuse to do? And if so, where do you draw the line when it comes to taking a job? Thanks.
That's actually a very good question, because it's the one that's asked all the time. We've never, the golden rule is never tell a director no. Have we been asked to do things that we knew weren't safe? The answer is yes. But politically and correctly, you have to say, we can't do it that way, but we can do it this way. I think if you ever turned around and just said no without explaining why or giving an option, you'd find it hard to be employed again. But most definitely, it's something that does come up quite a lot, and we are prepared to walk away if we feel the stunt isn't safe.
You have to look after yourself and indeed your own team,
crew,
of course.
Yeah,
your crew. How has Joe been navigating the stunt industry in Ireland for so many decades, going back to working to Jim Sheridan's The Field? And what changes have you had to adapt to with an ever-shifting industry?
Yeah, again, a great question. As I just said there a few moments ago, The Field was my first sort of job that I was on. You know, we went away and worked on it for 3 months. It sort of, I suppose, what, again, it gets back to what makes it interesting is, on that, I was looking after the cattle, and there's a couple of fights. We played a couple of traveller fights in it. But then, obviously, once we got the bug for the industry and being a stunt performer, we were always had a great background in driving cars and racing motorcycles and stuff. So we developed that, obviously, with kickboxing. So we learned all the different skills that we needed and sort of grew from that. So when different type of movies came in, we had a stunt team and qualifications ourselves, you know, that we could perform those stunts without bringing people in abroad.
So if you weren't going to be the stunt driver, for example, in the getaway car, you'll have someone who will do it?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, it's multi-skilled, isn't
it? It can be. I mean, there's some. I know there's an expression out there to stay in your lane, but to me, a good stunt performer is somebody who has a good basic skill on all subjects. They don't have to, I mean, there's nobody going to be the best in the world at every skill they do. But if I have people who are really good in cars, really good in water work, but, you know, they're good enough to put on a horse safe enough to sort of be one of the background riders, that's a great skill to have.
Yeah.
They don't have to be the lead stunt double riding a horse for the lead actor.
Okay.
But if they have a basic knowledge of all the stunts, that really helps.
Yeah, you have to be brave as well, Joe. There's no doubt about that. I can say that for you. Lee has gotten in touch to ask.
Hi, Joe. What's your favourite movie stunt of all time?
It was actually probably, I'm not sure if you mean ones we've done or ones we've seen. There was a film called Hooper with Burt Reynolds many years ago, where he played what he once was. Burt Reynolds started in the industry as a stuntman, so he was asked to do that famous movie Hooper. And the car jump in that is one we always look to because it actually happened. Another one of our Irish legends, and unfortunately he's passed away, he probably never got the recognition he should have got, was Bronco McLaughlin. He was on the cross that went over the waterfall on The Mission. And if anyone's seen the film, that takes absolute guts and bravery to do it.
Wow.
So, yeah, probably those two.
Good answer. Mark has this question.
Hi, Joe. What's the coolest project you've worked on?
I'd be biased if I said that because I get on very well with all the directors. Honestly, I haven't done a film I haven't enjoyed. I enjoy films with Liam Neeson, obviously Colin Farrell, all the Irish guys. I'd probably prefer the opportunity to work with our own Irish stars to help them to look good. It's great, obviously, with foreign films coming in, but I absolutely love the opportunity to work with our up-and-coming and current Irish stars.
And do you find, Joe, I'm just wondering this myself, if you end up working on with Liam Neeson or with Colin Farrell, they end up trusting you, so they're requesting you over and over again, I'd imagine, for future work, are they?
They do, they certainly can. I mean, they have a certain amount of, what would you say, opportunity for them to ask and request us. Obviously, sometimes we could be on a different job, and I'd rather turn down the job. If I couldn't be on it myself, I won't send somebody else to do it.
Okay.
But they certainly do. Liam is very good like that, and Colin. So we've worked with them.
Yeah, I thought you might have built up that relationship. Yeah. David has this question.
Hi, Joe. How much preparation goes into each stunt that you do?
Another great question, because sometimes the smaller stunts are the ones through history in other countries where there have been accidents. Everybody thinks, oh yeah, we're doing a big car crash, so that demands a lot of prep. Sometimes the smaller stunts, people don't give them the recognition or the study that they should do, and they're the stunts that issues have come up on. But basically you'd have maybe 1 or 2 days rehearsal for big fight scenes or big stunt scenes.
Okay, would you rehearse a car crash?
We've never actually done revert. Like we're known for doing quite a lot of bus rolls and truck rolls and car crashes, but we've never had the luxury of having a spare car that they were prepared to pay us to crash. So they have all
the
been.
The budget isn't there.
Yeah,
for
the
rehearsal.
Budget's not there. So they've all been one-shot wonders. And touch wood, to this day, every single one of them has gone flawlessly. So
you know exactly what you're doing at this stage. We'll go to Circa for one last question here.
Hi, Joe. Can you walk me through how a fight scene is choreographed?
Absolutely. First thing is we'd read the script or speak to the director how they want to see it. Then we'd sort of assess the fighting skills of the cast that want to perform it. Sometimes cast don't want to be involved in it, so it needs to be shot in such a way that we don't see that we have stunt doubles in for the cast. If we do need to use the cast and they're not up for a lot of the action, then it's a case of using both the stunt double and the cast. So obviously there's a day or two rehearsal in it, depending on the complexity of the actual fight that's involved in it. But that's the basic setup, is to assess what the cast can do and what the director wants to see in the fight.
Okay. And Joe, we often talk about Tom Cruise doing his own stunts. Is that true? You'll need to give us the yay or nay on that one.
I'd be in trouble if I give away too much. What I will say is he certainly does a majority of them.
Okay,
yeah,
that's a very fair answer.
That's probably fair
Joe
comment.
Condren, you're some man. Total Stunts is the website, and that's where all of you and your crew are.
Yes, yeah.
Brilliant. Thank you for the insight.
No
Absolutely fascinating. That's Joe Condren.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.